others with them kept sneering at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen one of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If thou art the King of the Jews, save thyself." And there was also an inscription written over him in Greek and Latin and Hebrew letters: "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of these robbers who were hanged was abusing him, saying, "If thou art the Christ, save thyself and us." But the other in answer rebuked him and said, "Dost not ever thou fear God, seeing that thou art under the same sentence? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And Jesus said to him,
"Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise."
It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the curtain of the temple was torn in the middle. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said,
"Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit."
Said this, he expired. Now, when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Truly, this was a just man." And all the crowd that collected for the sight, when they beheld what things had happened, began to return, beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee were standing at a distance, looking.